You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
6.5, happy Friday.
Woo-hoo.
We are David and Cindy. Oh, I woke up a little early this morning and I went outside and I saw, let's just looked up.
Yeah.
So many stars.
Yeah, beautiful. It must be compared to California where there's so much light pollution.
Right. And I live in Brewer. A lot of people don't know this, but I live deep in the woods.
Yes, you do.
I live deep in the woods.
Yeah.
There's no light pollution. So I went out there and I'm looking up and I see the moon. It's a crescent moon. So many stars. Absolutely beautiful. I must have been out there for 5 minutes until there was a little noise in the woods. And I was like, all right, well, that's done. I'm going inside.
No, I totally get it. See, I laugh, but I would do the same thing. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm out of here. I don't know what that was, but I don't want to meet it, whatever it was.
It was so pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, peaceful. It was quiet. Not a single noise. And then all of a sudden, okay, I'm going inside.
Turns out it was just your neighbor clearing his throat.
Well, he needs to go to the doctor. So that's how my morning has started. How's your morning?
My morning has been fine. I didn't have anything exciting happen this morning.
Yeah.
I remembered my coffee. I left it in my office. I'll go get it here in a second. But I did remember my coffee today.
So. We call that a win.
That's right.
And we talk about our wins here on Friday. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk about the worst way you've been dumped or vice versa. And we got some great giveaways. Two chances to win today, actually. Well, three chances to win.
Three chances to win?
Yeah. We'll share all those details coming up in about 10 minutes. How's that sound?
Very cool.
That's Q106.5. And yeah, temperatures have dipped about 15 degrees than what they were yesterday morning. It's fall and it's beautiful, but it's time to get ready for the heat from the Heating Lodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or employees in the cold. The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial or industrial space, with a wood, pellet, or gas stove. There's so many designs. Go to heatinglodge.com. You'll see them. All the popular brand names. They also have Samsung heat pumps. Those are very popular. They're energy sufficient, which means that pesky utility bill goes down. They're versatile. You get one outdoor and you have one or more indoors. Perfect for heating. The Heating Lodge. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. They have fire tables, grills, premium patio furniture, everything you need in Bangor on Griffin and Union. And then they have their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order online at heatinglodge.com. What are you smiling over there for? I don't know why that creeped me out. I mean, I'm glad you're happy, but you're just over there grinning, and that's just not the behavior I'm used to at 6:23 in the morning.
Q106.5 Morning Show with David and Cindy. I was just reading exchange between you and
Jason Stewart, our afternoon guy.
Yes, who said that his studio may look cold today because he's not over there.
He's not over there, right.
And you said it's not just the studio that's cold and lonely without you. It's our hearts, too. And that made me smile. It was
our afternoon guy and I, we have a flirtatious relationship. Gosh, I wish we would just dive in, right? See where that would go. But we never will, you know? I think he's married. Is he married?
He's married.
I think I'm married.
You're a very nice lady. Yes.
We're also both mostly heterosexual.
Yeah.
Ah.
I guess so.
We'll just remain friends then. Jason Stewart, our afternoon guy. Oh, we have some great giveaways today, Miss Cindy.
What are we giving away today, David?
So let's start with the Parker McCollum tickets.
Right.
Naturally, because that's first up.
Right.
That's in the 7 o'clock hour.
Those go on sale today?
I believe so.
So this is before you can buy them.
That's right.
Awesome.
I believe they go on sale at 10 o'clock, but you can win them, and he will be in Portland January 31st. So that's going to be a fun show, Cross Insurance Arena. Very cool. He's bringing Cameron Marlowe and a young woman named Lacey K. Booth, who is very talented.
Cool.
So that's going to be a phenomenal show. So you can win a pair of tickets, 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Not only are we going to try and send you to Jacksonville, Florida to see Jelly Roll.
Right.
That's at 8:20. You just got to listen for that code. We have a pair of tickets Mount Hope Cemetery, I just went there for the first time. Beautiful cemetery.
Yes.
All the fall foliage. Oh, my gosh. It was like a painting. They're doing a darker tour at the Mount Hope Cemetery this weekend?
Yes.
You know all about it. Why are you making me struggle over here?
Well, I don't know all about it, but I know that they're going to be telling stories of the darker side of Bangor and some of the people, notorious people who are buried in Mount Hope Cemetery.
Ooh, I know there's a bank robber there.
That's Al Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know everything.
Yeah, he was killed in downtown Bangor.
Was he really?
Yep. Huh. Yeah, he and his gang were taken out, literally, permanently, in downtown Bangor.
Jeez, I never knew Bangor was overrun by gangs. I mean, coming from Southern California, you know I'm used to gangs. I didn't know Bangor was overrun by gangs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they walked into a gun shop to buy guns, and they had to come back while the, you know, the guys, the proprietor said, well, you don't have to get them ready, blah, blah, blah. Come back in a couple hours, and then he called the police.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When was this, like last week?
No, I think it was the 1920s. Oh. Might have been 30s. I'm not sure.
Okay, so some time ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
So
the pictures are black and white.
We have a pair of tickets for you to experience that tour Saturday night. That's so cool. You can win a pair of tickets in the 8 o'clock hour to that.
Very cool.
What a fun
Lots
Friday
of
show
winning today. Yeah.
I know. And it's going to be beautiful. It's a beautiful fall day. Could be warmer in my book, but listen, I get it. We're in Maine, and fall needs to be in the 50s, and today it's going to be in the 50s.
Yeah.
There we go.
It'll be nice when it gets to the 50s.
Coming up, we're going to start talking about our Friday wins, because that's what we celebrate on Friday.
Okay.
So think about it. Well, we learn from our losses. We appreciate them. But we want to celebrate that W from the week and ride that into the weekend celebrating. That's how we do it here on David and Cindy.
Cool.
Q106.5. Here's a big win for you. Having lunch today at Mason's, it is going to be a beautiful fall day. Put on that jacket, go sit on the waterfront, and enjoy some delicious food, pizza, and you deserve a beer. Let's be honest. It's Friday. And we all know Mason's has the absolute very best beer on tap. In fact, right now, and I've been talking about it all week, they're smashing pumpkins beer. Call me a fool, but I love to be seasonal. 6.5%, 100% delicious, and grandma's pumpkin pie, no match for smashing pumpkins beer. It seriously tastes like you're drinking a pumpkin pie. Oh, it's so good. You won't find a better food and beer combo than you will at Mason's. I challenge you. And this weekend, with the weather being beautiful fall weather, it's time to have some brunch at Mason's on the waterfront too. Either in Machias or in Brewer. And, oh my gosh, look at this. Mimosa flights, chicken fried steak with sausage gravy, eggs sunny side up, crispy potatoes, and a beautiful view of all the fall colors by the river. Doesn't that sound perfect for this weekend? Absolutely. You deserve it. You worked your butt off all week. I'll see you at Mason's for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. Lunch today at Mason's and brunch over the weekend. Mason's Brewing Company. That is by Ella Langley and Riley Green on Q106.5. You look like you love me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much fun. Happy Friday. It's David and Cindy. On Friday, we celebrate our wins. What is a win from this week that we can celebrate with you, Miss Cindy?
You go first.
Well, mine is easy.
Okay.
In fact, I'll share it right after we check the weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox.
Good idea.
Here we go.
Lots of sunshine out there for our Friday, a beautiful end of the week here. Temperatures today will be right where they should be with highs this afternoon in the lower to middle 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, overnight lows dropping back into the 30s. And then a cold front crossing the state on Saturday will give us a chance for a few scattered showers, mainly over the northern half of the state. Otherwise, looking at a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures mainly in the 50s with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. It's breezy. It's much cooler on Sunday. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures Sunday in the upper 30s to mid 40s, and it stays cool for Monday with a good deal of sunshine. Temperatures Monday in the upper 30s to middle 40s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
38 degrees now at Q106.5.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't know that that's a win.
middle 40s? What is he taught? Oh, he's not lying. Sunday and Monday, our high is in the middle 40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not coming into work on Monday.
It's going to start feeling like November before November gets here. So.
You stop it right now.
Yeah.
What's wild is that Thursday, Halloween.
Yeah.
71 is the forecasted high right now for Halloween.
Insane.
The low is 52. So if you are going as like the abominable snowman or something really warm for Halloween, change it. Change it immediately.
It's going to be a great costume, Mom, because I won't have to wear a coat because it'll keep me warm and I'm going to sweat like crazy.
Yeah.
This is going to be warm.
71 on Halloween. My goodness. All right, what is your Friday win? We appreciate and learn from our losses, but on Friday, we celebrate that W from the week. We want to ride that into the weekend.
Right.
What? Do you have one yet?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I got to honor a woman who keeps kids safe at Brewer Community School every single day. I wrote about her on the Q106.5 app, and we're going to talk more about it on Good News today at 7:20.
Oh,
she's a crossing guard.
I love
Brewer
that.
Community school.
Well, now my win is not that good because your win is selfless. Dang it. I need a better one. Did I do any volunteer work this weekend? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't do any volunteer work this week. Did I help anybody? Nope. You only care about yourself. You are selfish, David. Shoot. Oh, Miss Cindy, why did you have to use that as your win? Yours is so much better than mine. I thought I had a good one.
Well, what is yours?
I hiked the mountain.
So what's wrong with that?
Not helping somebody or honoring anybody who does good work in the community.
It's something that I can't do.
That's not true. You could do it.
Oh, I don't think my knees would do it.
So the sun rises on Cadillac Mountain. You know, it's the first sunrise in America from October 6th to March 7th.
Oh, you didn't just climb a mountain. That's right. You climbed a mountain before dawn.
I did it in the dark to go watch the first sunrise in America on Cadillac Mountain.
That's a huge win.
It was,
most of us would just hop in our cars and drive up there.
It's a selfish win because it's all about me. Yours is about helping somebody else.
What's wrong with doing things for yourself?
You're right.
It's a good win.
You're right. Thank you. Oh, tell me I'm pretty.
You're pretty.
All right. Okay, I feel better. What is your win from the week? Big or small? We celebrate them all. That rhymes.
You're a poet. You didn't even know it.
I really didn't mean to do that. Oh. 207-991-9500. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We're celebrating our wins this week, or this Friday, as we do every Friday on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. All right, 1 year ago was the Lewiston shooting here in Maine.
Yes.
I remember being in California hearing about it, and I was like, really, in Maine?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was actually headed to bed and saw something come up on my computer and spent the next couple of hours sitting, gathering information and writing stories, and
Right. As somebody who was here, were you just in a complete disbelief? Like, what were your emotions while it was going on?
Yeah. I mean, doing what I do, you tend to kind of shut the emotions down a little bit just to, while you're getting information. But absolutely, it was so shocking that you know, you hear about it everywhere else. You don't think it's going to happen here. Right.
18 people lost their lives, and we're not going to make the whole show about it, but we do want to mention it. I would say about once an hour just to let people know that are still affected by the Lewiston shooting that we're here for you, and you are certainly in our hearts. We're thinking about you today. It is the 1 year anniversary. I was a mass shooting survivor myself. I was at the Las Vegas shooting.
So scary.
So everybody's different when, you know, especially with things like this. But if I could offer any advice, it would be to talk about your emotions and surround yourself with people. I mean, that was the best thing that got me through all of those emotions that I experienced after the Las Vegas shooting and being there, was just talking about everything and getting it off my chest and then being surrounded by people that were there, being surrounded by people that I love. And it got me through it, you know, mentally. So if you're still struggling a year later, that's my advice to you. And we're certainly here for you at Q106.5.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up, 7 o'clock hour, Parker McCollum tickets. Why not?
Right.
We're going to send you for free.
Yeah.
He'll be at the Cross Insurance Arena January 31st. Your chance to win on the way on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy freaking Friday.
Yes, yes it is.
It's the last Friday before Halloween. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I can't believe
what happened to October.
It didn't happen. it just breezed by, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Halloween's going to be 71 degrees, by the way. I feel like we should mention that every break. So everybody's well aware, because they have 6 days until Halloween. If your costume is wardrobe heavy, because you thought it was going to be cold, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, you might want to figure out how to lighten it up a little bit.
And then 1 week from today, we'll be putting up our Christmas trees. I tell you, the holidays, they just fly by. It's so insane.
We have a real tree, so we can't put it up that early.
I got a fake one.
Yeah.
Is that a sin?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to do everything right now that I'm a transplant in Maine.
No, a lot of people have fake trees. We do a real tree because we go out in the woods and cut it down.
Okay, listen, I live deep in the woods. You know that. I live in Brewer, and I live deep in the woods, Miss Cindy. If I need to walk into those bad boys, and those woods, and risk being eaten alive by whatever, makes noise in those woods at night, I will go in there and cut down a real tree if that earns the respect of Mainers.
I don't think it makes a big difference. It's just a matter of, my husband sits in a tree stand and came out of the tree stand the other day and said, I found our Christmas tree. Because he sits up there and looks around and then says, oh, that would be a perfect Christmas tree. And then we go cut it down later. When the guns stop going off.
Sure, yeah, you don't want to get shot.
when hunting season is over.
Yeah, how did you die? Well, I was cutting down a tree during...
I forgot to wear my orange.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing orange, and it was youth hunting weekend. And this four-year-old thought I was a deer. Nope, I'm very much a grown man. Is that legal to just go and cut down a tree in the woods?
If you have the permission of the landowner.
No kidding.
But, like, the trees that you see along the interstate?
Right.
No.
Okay.
That's illegal. State parks, city parks... Local
radio moron got arrested today. He was off of 95, cutting down a tree with a hatchet.
People do it, or they try to do it.
On Friday, we talk about our wins. We respect and learn from our losses of the week. But on Friday, we want to celebrate that big or small win from your week and ride that into the weekend.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. We have Keith on the line. Keith, what's your big win for this Friday?
My feel good Friday is I just celebrated 19 years of sobriety.
Oh, heck
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you.
So,
nice.
I just want to let everyone know that it can be done.
We are so proud of you, man. That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Keith, you're incredible. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
19 years.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Good
that's
on you, Keith.
Big win.
No kidding. Yeah, that's not a small win at all. That's probably the biggest win we're going to have today. Oh, never mind. We got some texts in. These are big wins, too. My goodness. Shan wrote in, and she said, my win, I became a Life is Good playmaker. I'll bring more joy to children and myself as a teacher. That is Shannon Gutkowski. Shannon G wrote in with that. Wow, good on you, Shannon. You get a slow clap for that, too.
Absolutely.
And then Angelina, she said, my win of the week is at my local Dunkin'. The workers were struggling to catch up, and I worked there for 4 years. So I took the time and walked them through how to make drinks until they caught up, and then I came back later in the day to see if they were okay. Angelina.
That's awesome.
You are an amazing human being.
Yes. Those of us who love coffee, thank you very much.
Yes, I do. Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. We're off to a strong start on these wins for the Friday.
Yeah, I love it.
And again, my win has been put to shame.
No, it hasn't.
It's not that good.
Yes, it is. You got up before dawn, climbed a mountain before dawn, just so that you could watch the sunrise from Cadillac Mountain.
But it's very selfish. I don't feel good about my win anymore. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm coming in with a good win. I did. I hiked a mountain in the dark. And I did go see that sunrise.
Yeah. But then you shared the pictures with the rest of us.
I did share the pictures.
We got to see the sunrise from the top of Cadillac without having...
Nobody cares.
I love the pictures.
Keith is calling in with 19 years of sobriety. You're saying you helped out honored a crossing guard, a fine member of our community.
Right.
Shannon, helping out children. And Angelina, helping out workers at a Dunkin' Donuts.
So we're making coffee. That's important. Yeah.
And what did I do? I hiked a mountain.
And then you shared the pictures so the rest of us could see them.
You are not making it better.
I'm trying.
My win is garbage. But we still want to hear your win.
Yes.
207-991-9500. You can call in. We'd love to hear your voice and celebrate your win, big or small, with you right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Youth hunting begins today, ends tomorrow. Firearm season kicks off November 2nd. Are you ready? Because firearm season is here. If not, head to Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln for all the supplies you need, including firearms and ammo. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have game calls, tree stands, blinds, I mean, you name it. With the start of the season comes the need for Blaze Orange. Old Town Trading Post and Whitney's Outfitters have a lot of Blaze Orange camo, warm hoodies, and waterproof clothing so you can stay safe, warm, and dry during your hunts. You don't have to be a hunter to take advantage of their clothing either. I mean, it's perfect for any outdoor adventure. It may be warm now, but I'd suggest grabbing a warm hat and some gloves because it could turn cold at any time. Old Town Trading Post, 1681 Bennett Road in Old Town, and Whitney's Outfitters, 274 West Broadway in Lincoln, are main-owned by Dave and Melissa, who would love to show you around and talk to you about what's new, including the Black Rifle Company coffee, now available in pumpkin spice. What a great way to start your adventure. The time is now. Stop by Old Town Trading Post in Old Town and Whitney's Outfitters in Lincoln today. And remember to tell them Cindy sent
you. Send you to see him in Jacksonville, Florida in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20. There will be a code you need to listen to win tickets to go see Jelly Roll in Florida.
Tickets to the concert, round trip airfare, two nights hotel stay, and $500 in spending cash.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little vacation just before Thanksgiving when it's really cold here. You get to go to Florida and see Jelly Roll.
And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, what? A vacation before the vacation? Thanksgiving's with the family. That's not a vacation.
Exactly.
Okay. Especially after an election year. Are you kidding me? By then we'll know who's going to be the new. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. Because, you know, half of your family's one way, the other half's the other way. It's just, it's chaos.
Right.
So go see Jelly Roll November 23rd.
What a nice picture you paint.
I'm just being.
I mean, it's honest. But
that's all I'm doing. I'm just getting everybody prepared. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything.
Okay.
We know what this year is. Come on.
I know.
Also, we are 6 days away from Halloween before we get into good news. And Miss Cindy, now that I mentioned that.
Yes.
I got something to ask you.
Okay.
What is a zombie's least favorite candy?
A zombie's least favorite candy.
A zombie goes trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And they receive this candy, and they go, ugh, I hate this candy. What is a zombie's least favorite candy?
I don't know. What is it?
Lifesavers. Let's get into good news.
Okay. So much bad news out there. How about some good news? I believe most people are good. Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, friends, family, community. So this is what our lives are now. For David and I, we're out and about in the community and we see something and say, ooh, I could write about that.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And this is what happened the other day when I was sitting outside Brewer Community School and I noticed this chair right at the where the crossing guard usually stands. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Someone put a chair out there for her. I wonder what the story is behind that. So I went and talked to her. Her name is Priscilla Gray. She is the crossing guard at Brewer Community School. Very nice woman. Big smile. Always very friendly. And she said, I don't really know where the chair came from. It just showed up one day. And I mean, it's not just a chair. It's a chair with cup holders. It has an umbrella attached.
Oh.
In case it's raining or the sun is too strong.
Right, yeah.
And she said, I love it because my legs get tired standing out here, you know, waiting for the kids to come and cross them. So I asked Principal Jason Richards. I sent him an email. Said, can you tell me the story behind this? He said someone on the staff noticed Mrs. Gray folding a blanket over the metal bike rack so she could lean on it between crossings. So the plan was hatched, and the chair was placed and locked to the fence so it won't disappear. The maintenance department added the umbrella, and one of the women in the office made a sign that says, Mrs. Gray.
Oh, my gosh. This is so sweet.
Yeah. So it's a very cool story. You can read more about it on the Q106.5 app and see her sitting in her chair. But what a cool thing that the school recognized the fact that she's been with the school for many years. She used to work in the kitchen.
Right.
She used to work for the Brewer Fire Department
as
an administrative assistant. So she's had an interesting life. And at this point, she said, I just love doing this. I love the kids and I love the parents. And so she's having fun and serving the community.
Oh, well, good on you, Brewer community. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
What a great good news story.
I love that one.
Love that too.
Yeah.
Coming up this hour, Parker McCollum tickets. He's going to be in Portland January 31st, Cross Insurance Arena. We want to send you for free.
We do.
Your chance is coming up within the next 15 minutes.
Very cool.
On Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Friday. Six sleeps away from Halloween, and it is, it's just going to be like a tropical island on Thursday next week, Halloween.
I was going to say, it's very funny hearing this music this morning, considering we haven't even hit 40 yet.
Yeah, it's freezing this morning.
Yeah.
And this weekend is going to be freezing. Well, yeah. At least to me, it's going to be mid-40s. That's right. The high.
That's chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have chilly, and I'm not going to go outside.
Yeah.
But Halloween? Get ready for it. The high right now that's being forecasted?
Yeah.
71 degrees. That was the last. I would never imagine Halloween in Maine being in the 70s.
No, see, this is Maine. Okay, this year it's going to be in the 70s. Was it 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago? We had a major snowstorm. I mean, so bad that they canceled trick-or-treating.
Okay, wait, what? In October?
In October.
That happens?
Yeah.
Okay, so that could happen like any day then.
It could.
Okay.
Not with the temperatures that they're talking about, but yeah, sure, it could.
You do know that I will be a wreck when that day comes.
When it starts snowing?
Yes, ma'am.
But you already saw snow here. You had snow the day after you got here, right?
It's different now. That was exciting. It was like my first day here. I was like, okay. Oh, this is cool. This it's is Maine. So cool. It's April.
But now, you know, it's just the start and we've got all...
Correct.
As my husband would say, we've got 6 months to get through.
Here's the difference from when I first arrived at the end of March, early April, earlier this year,
yeah,
to now. Now, I've gone through the process of meeting so many wonderful Mainers.
Right.
And complimenting the state. And every time I say, oh, I love this, 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 I got to do this, 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 every single Mainer has said, just wait for winter. for winter.
It's so true. Everyone around here has been saying, just wait.
And yeah.
Do we think he's going to make it through the winter?
It's absolutely hilarious. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to see the prettiest thing in the whole world. And it was here in Maine. And they're like, ha ha, that's so cool. Just wait for winter. Okay. All right. Yeah, but I went to Hannaford and they had this special, like I got wild blueberries there and they had like fresh lobster. Like you can't get that anywhere else. Oh, that's cool. Just wait for winter.
Okay. Bring some of those blueberries so you can have them this winter.
Okay. So is winter going to be like, I hear it's pretty. There's snow. And they're like, haha, you'll lose power. Oh my God. Oh, what? No.
For days.
Oh. I'm like, well, I've seen snow before. It's really pretty. I love walking on fresh powder, so it's going to be all ice. Oh, okay. There we go. I'm done. So anyways, Halloween's going to be 71 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's continue with the big wins, huh?
Okay.
On Friday, we celebrate wins. And no, not necessarily big wins. Big and small wins of any size. We celebrate and appreciate our losses from the week. We learn from those. But on Friday, we want to celebrate that win to get us into the weekend. Kaylee from Bangor wrote in on the Q106.5 app. And she said, I got 290s on my midterms for criminal justice at Husson.
Oh, nice.
Go, Kaylee. You get a slow clap for that. Absolutely. Wonderful job.
That's awesome.
Sandy Nickerson wrote in. She said her win is the beautiful weather we have been having. Okay.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even though it's going to be chilly this weekend, it does feel great out there. And it is beautiful.
It does feel great out there. It was a little chilly to me this morning, but...
Well, I told you about how I went outside and looked at the stars. The sky was so clear.
The sky was beautiful this morning.
Oh, my gosh. It was so pretty. And I was out there for like 5 minutes just staring up at the crescent moon and the stars. And then in the woods came out. I was like, okay. All right. I'm going inside.
Time to go back inside.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, that was good.
Looking at the stars. Thanks for whatever that is in the woods for scaring the heck out of me. Peter Ciampi wrote in. He says, my win for a Friday, I didn't quit my job.
Sometimes that is a huge win.
You get a slow clap for that, too. We'll ride that into the weekend.
We all occasionally say, oh, why am I still doing this?
Not us.
No, not us. Me. No, I would never.
207-991-9500. What is your win from the week that we can celebrate with you today to go into the weekend with? 207-991-9500. And coming up, we have Parker McCollum tickets to give away.
Very cool.
Speaking of winning, that's going to happen any minute now. In fact, right now. Caller number 10, 991-9500. If you want to go see Parker McCollum in Portland, January 31st, be caller number 10, 207-991-9500.
Good luck.
We're David and Cindy, Q106.5.
I just found out that spending part of the afternoon sitting in a parent pickup line today. So I think I'll swing by Harvest Moon Deli on my way to the school and grab their sandwich of the month for October. Pork side of the moon, loaded with pulled pork, smothered in Carolina barbecue sauce, then topped off with cheddar cheese, coleslaw, onions, and pickles, served hot off the cast iron press. That fresh barbecue flavor will chase away the day's chill and celebrate Friday at the same time. Harvest Moon Deli serves sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads. I mean, it's a huge menu. I'm making my way through it, trying as many of their dishes as possible. I mean, they're all amazing, but this month's featured sandwich is still my favorite because I love pulled pork. Pork side of the moon, pulled pork, Carolina barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese, coleslaw, onions, and pickles, hot off the cast iron press. Only a few more days to get this. Take your taste buds on a journey of incredible flavors by making Harvest Moon Deli part of your routine. There are 8 locations in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and there are 3 in Bangor. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all their locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
Boozy! Q106.5. Happy Friday. It's David and Cindy.
Friday is awesome.
That it is.
Friday is amazing.
Love Friday.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that it's going to be in the mid-40s all weekend long.
I keep waiting for it to get to be 40 degrees, but it's gone down from 38 to 37.
Okay, it's a little cold.
A little bit.
But a reminder, Halloween, 71 degrees is the forecasted high right now. Right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so you're not going to have to bundle up walking your kids around.
No, the low is mid-50s. So around trick-or-treat time, I would say, what, 60s? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
Instead of hot chocolate for the kids when they get back, maybe some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no kidding. Something ice cold.
Yeah.
We have Parker McCollum tickets to give away. He's going to be at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland, January 31st. Very excited about that. And I believe we might have caller number 10 on the phone. Let's go to those said phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Luann. I'm calling from Skowhegan.
Louie, you say?
Luann.
Oh, Luann. I'm so sorry.
Good morning, Luann.
That's okay.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Hey, before we get into the whole details on whether or not you won, what is a win from this week that we can celebrate with you to get you into the weekend?
I got to have lunch with my daughter.
Very nice.
That is a wonderful win. Yeah. Well, you can celebrate that win and another win. You are the winner of Parker McCollum tickets.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Luann, so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Very cool. We'll have another chance to win in the 8 o'clock hour. And that, what's up for grabs in the 8 o'clock hour, are these darker tour Mount Hope Cemetery tickets.
Right.
Where
it's the Bangor Historical Society. They're going to walk you around and tell you some really dark stories of Bangor's history.
Right.
Some of the folks who were buried in Mount Hope.
Just in time for Halloween.
That's right. Spooky.
We'll continue taking your calls and texts via the Q106.5 app. Calls 207-991-9500. We want to celebrate your wins with you. On this Friday, we take the wins into the weekend, celebrating with you. And do want to mention right now, it is the 1 year anniversary of the Lewiston shooting.
Yes.
That did happen 1 year ago where 18 people tragically lost their lives. We definitely have anybody that is still affected by those shootings in our hearts. I mentioned earlier that I myself went through a mass shooting. I was at that Las Vegas shooting in 2017. They're all horrific. Everybody handles them differently. And the little bit of advice that I can give that got me through that mentally was that I opened up, shared my feelings, talked about it ad nauseum, and surrounded myself with people that I just loved.
Yeah.
So if you're still going through it, still affected by it, that's the best advice I can offer. And one day it does get better. It's just, there's just horrific things that happen in this world. And today we commemorate that 1 year anniversary of the Lewiston shootings.
Right. I had a wonderful interview with Dr. Anthony Ng with Northern Light, who is a renowned expert on mass casualty events. And he said, you know, you're going to feel stress. You weren't a part of it, but you're still going to feel stress, and allow yourself to feel that stress. Allow yourself to talk about it and get it out. But at the same time, you know, take some breaks, go for a walk, watch your favorite TV show, whatever it is that makes you happy, play with your dog, but don't let it take you over.
Yeah. Directly or indirectly impacted by it. I mean, it affects a lot of people mentally, and that is okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are answers to how to deal with that and to cope with that. And they're out there. You're not alone. You can even call us if you want to.
Right.
But yeah, the 1 year anniversary of the Lewiston shooting. All right, coming up, like we said, we have that Jelly Roll code, 820, and those tickets to the darker tour of Mount Hope Cemetery.
Ooh.
Your chance to win on the way, and more fun with David and Cindy on a Friday, Q106.5. Happy Friday. It's David and Cindy. Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Daddy Dustin, one of our fine salespeople here.
Yes.
Walked in the studio and he asked me a question.
Okay.
And it had to do with, Dustin, go ahead. Ask that question again about this move. First of all, let me back up. We're celebrating Friday wins.
Yeah, because you're the only one who knows what you're talking about, right?
I understand. We're celebrating Friday wins.
Yes.
Dustin can say that his big win from this past week was that he was able to shoot a moose.
Yeah, well, I guess 8 days ago, you know, last Thursday. But yes, big win.
We'll count it.
Stressful week. So yeah, we got a bull last Thursday morning. Yeah.
Dustin walks into the studio.
Yeah.
And asks me this question.
Well, I ask you lots of questions.
In regard to the moose's head.
I said you should come over this weekend because I'm going to, and for those out there who know what they're doing, I apologize, but I'm going to give it a go at boiling down and you're doing my own Euro mount. So I will be, I said, Dave, you want to come over to my house this weekend? You can, spend 6-8 hours helping me boil this thing down, pick some meat off, get some tweezers, get her cleaned up, and you know, it'd be a true Maine experience. True Maine experience.
A little too aggressive for somebody who just moved from Southern California.
Yeah, well, your hands will be warm all weekend.
Sadly, I'm going to Salem, Massachusetts. Oh, man, I'm going to miss this. Yeah. Boiling a moose's head and picking off the meat.
You know, it'll be an experience.
He's going from a remote with spas and hot tubs to Salem, Massachusetts.
That's right.
So, yeah,
tomorrow I will be at $10 Spa and Pool. Cannot wait for that. 11 to 1.
By Monday, he's going to have his tips frosted again. And you know.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with your moose. We do want some. When do you get the meat? Like, what's that process? After you shoot the moose, you take it to a butcher?
Yeah, I drove it out to a butcher. Yeah, to have it processed. Everything we kept the tenderloins, tongue, neck, some different things, but most of what we brought to have it processed. And yeah, dropped it off last Thursday. Got back to camp up in Zone 1 by 11 p.m. But yeah, I think it's supposed to be ready early next week. So. But
that's very fascinating. And you eat just about almost all of the moose, right?
Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Like you've already eaten the heart.
It's amazing. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I gotta try it. Just, I mean, saying it sounds gross to me.
Yeah, it does to me too. And I mean, I'm a Maine girl. I grew up with a grandfather who hunted, and I still can't do that.
I couldn't believe how good the heart was.
I can't do that.
Yeah. So I don't know. We probably still have half the heart. We throw in the freezer because we had 3 meals out of half the heart. My wife and I. So yeah,
it was huge. I saw the picture of you holding it. It was huge. Yeah.
So good.
Well, I don't have the heart to ask for any of the heart, but I do want some of the moose meat because I have had some a couple weeks ago. I tried moose for the first time, and it is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to see any pictures. I don't want to help you boil the head, but I do want to eat some of your moose meat.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. That's Daddy Dustin, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Coming up, we have tickets to go to the Darker Tour, Mount Hope Cemetery. It's for the 8:40 tour Saturday evening.
Nice.
We want to send you for free. That opportunity to win is on the way. Also, country music news and that code for the Jelly Roll getaway in Florida. All coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Join every...
You got this. You can fix it.
Join this segment in every 8 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. Does that work?
Weekday mornings.
You could throw some asterisks in there.
Monday through Friday. So now I feel like you both are just trying to overcomplicate things. It is, in fact, every segment in the...
Every this segment.
The incredible Jordan Verge is here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
English teacher is shaking her head.
I don't know how to. Why can't I do that? Why can't I just say it?
It's a complicated situation that we have here.
It really is. Oh, by the way, we are 6 days away before we get into the Jelly Roll code, which I know a lot of people are waiting for because we want to send them to Jacksonville, Florida. Sure. We are only 6 days away from Halloween. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Let's go!
6 days.
I just really love. I love this one.
I was thinking about this last night and how insensitive we are because we. I mean, it is in fact a woman screaming for help.
Yeah, it's a woman screaming for help. It's clearly like she's in danger, trouble of some kind.
However, let me defend this. It's all in the intent. Our intent by playing that is to show that we're in the Halloween spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's not actually someone screaming for help.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween sound effect.
Right.
I hope so.
So
I wasn't there when they were recording it. If I'm being honest, I don't know why she's screaming.
Well, we'll do it one more time. 6 days away from Halloween!
She's good. Yeah, she's a very
good.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm worried now.
With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
What do you call an enlightened werewolf? What do you call an enlightened werewolf?
And a werewolf.
You. you.
Nice.
That's right.
Okay, so this is Jordan's weekly win. I mean, come on.
You got it.
That's a weekly win.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get that W, big boy.
What do you mean by big boy?
I don't know, but let's do the jelly
strong
roll code.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, no, I prefer that.
Yeah, your muscles.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I was referring to.
You called me chunky earlier this
week.
That's
not true.
He did.
You have no proof.
He called me a little chunky monkey.
Prove it or it never happened.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
We are going to send you, we want to send you to Jacksonville, Florida. To go see Jelly Roll November 23rd. We got a flight for two, hotel stay for two nights, and $500 spending cash.
Yes, all that sounds fantastic, right? All you need is the Q106.5 app and the code that we give you five times every weekday, starting at 8, then there's another one at 10:20.
So he doesn't have it.
There's another one at 1:20. Jason Stewart's got your next one at 4:20.
Then he does, and he'll have it. He'll actually have it.
Then there's one on Taste of Country. No,
yeah, he does.
He's a good boy.
So were you out last night? Is this why you didn't have the code?
I was out last night. I was at Smoke and Steel Barbecue in Bangor.
We'll talk.
Celebrating Nashville Nights.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later.
The finale.
519 is the code, ladies and gentlemen.
519.
You're
looking at me.
Wait,
you can't
say
it?
Wait, would you say 591 or 519? 519.
Okay.
519. Just take that code, open up the Q106.5 app, tap the Jelly Roll Ticks button on the homepage, scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour and enter 519.
519. If you need help remembering that, you take 5, you multiply it by 2, and then you take the 1, subtract the 1, and then you have the 9.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. Last night at Smoke and Steel Barbecue,
yeah.
Nashville Nights.
Yeah.
It was the finale. In between sets, they played music.
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
Music.
No.
This isn't the entire country music news, but I'm just talking about it a little bit.
You get 10 seconds.
they played a Gabby Barrett song.
Of course they did.
I was listening. It was a really important conversation, like a serious one, like that has stakes in people's lives, okay?
They
like,
were talking about a proposal, engagement, marriage engagement, and Jordan interrupted it, straight up interrupted it and goes, is this Gabby Barrett?
Not mine. Not my engagement.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right.
Somebody else's.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were going crazy. They were like really intent talking about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everyone shut up. Hey, shut up. This is Gabby Barrett.
Did you get up on the chair and dance?
I was in my chair, boogieing a little bit.
Then I got to get up on the chair.
Oh, yet. I'm just so worried about falling, because if I fall...
No, he's lying.
I land.
He turned into like this, like gummy creature. It was weird. He just melted in his seat. His eyes fixated on nothing. It was the most bizarre thing. You know when you see somebody who's like completely blotto, like just wasted?
Yeah.
Jordan wasn't, but his eyes disappeared like somebody who was blotto. And he was like, his lips moved ever so slightly to the words of the song. It was so weird. Completely robotic. I was creeped out.
And I immediately pulled out my phone and started telling everyone at the table, guys, Gabby Barrett has a Christmas album dropping in 2 weeks, okay? It's called Carols and Candlelight. It's her first ever Christmas album. It's dropping November 8th. And guys, we have the track list. So I started going down the... This is what I was doing last night, okay? I was just going down the track list.
We're going to do an intervention on Monday.
He pulled out his phone and started texting people. Because you can't talk to people at the table?
Well, no, I was saying it. I pulled out because I didn't have the track list memorized
yet. This isn't healthy.
So I was like, guys, do you know the song Mary, Did You Know? This is what I was saying last night.
Yeah.
Also, do you guys know that song?
No. Of course I do.
Okay.
Oh, of course I do.
She released one of the songs from her album, Carols and Candlelight again, dropping November 8th. I'll Be Home for Christmas. You guys know that one?
Yeah.
Christmas to Remember. The First Noel. This one's special. She did a version of Baby It's Cold Outside with her husband.
That's a controversial song.
That's a controversial song.
Yeah, controversial. So I want to see how they do it.
However,
I guess with her husband.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay if your husband wants to get you drunk and keep you inside the house and not send you home.
I'm not going to comment on that. I think that's probably not all right. O Come, Emmanuel. Do you guys know that one?
That's a Christian song. Yes, no, Catholic song.
Do you have any country music news that's not Gabby Barrett related?
Do we have anything?
Tell It on the Mountain.
Anything? Country music news. Anything.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, good God.
There's Last Christmas.
Yeah, okay. We don't need the entire set list. It's okay.
There's just two more songs on the set list, so I might as well finish it at this point, right?
I don't think so.
Grown-up Christmas list.
Do you know how we talk about the Friday wins every Friday?
Yeah. And Silent
this
Night.
This is a big loss.
Yeah.
We are not winning here.
Yeah,
no. We are losing.
Yeah. Anything non-Gabby Barrett?
I just put my phone away. I have nothing else. I was just so excited last night. I wanted to tell my friends Dave and Cindy.
Tell you what. In regard to country music.
Yeah.
We have the winner from Smoke and Steel Barbecue joining us on the show live.
Yes, we do.
Coming up in 10 minutes.
I'm so excited.
It's so exciting.
Yes.
Although we don't see her yet.
No.
She did say she would be here for the 8:40 break. So Barbara, the winner from Smoke and Steel Barbecue, will be joining us here momentarily.
I'm so excited for Barbara. I am.
Jordan?
Very talented, nice woman.
Are you guys upset with me?
No.
You can be honest.
We're concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need to widen your scope.
Yeah, we're worried about you, and we're more worried, I think, about Gabby Barrett.
No, don't put that out.
I think we are.
No, we need to make it clear.
Do we let Gabby know?
No. Well, I mean, you can, but don't do it in like a weird way.
You can.
Jordan Burge will be joining us back in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the worst way you have been dumped.
Okay. This is my punishment.
Yes.
Yeah, we are going to look at it like that.
Okay.
That's coming up. Also, we have those Darker Tour Mount Hope Cemetery tickets.
Right.
In fact, let's give those away right now since Barbara's going to be joining us. This is for Saturday, so tomorrow, 8:40, the 8:40 tour. You will win a pair of tickets to go on that 8:40 tour Mount Hope Cemetery. This is an incredible experience. A pair of tickets could be yours if you're calling number 10 right now. 207-991-9500. David and Cindy, Q106.5. Great job, Jordan. 6.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Friday. Halloween's going to be 71 degrees.
Yeah.
I know I keep mentioning that.
It's not 71 degrees today, so it's nice to think ahead that for Halloween it's going to be that warm.
I know, you're, right now, you're thinking...
It's still not 40 degrees. It's 39. Only 39.
It's going to be in the mid-40s. That's a high all throughout the weekend. So you might be thinking, oh, yeah, we got to bundle up for Halloween. No.
Yeah.
Summer returns on Halloween.
Yeah, I suddenly feel bad for the people who are like, oh, I'm going to wear, you know, I don't know, a fleece bunny suit for Halloween.
Right.
It'll be nice and warm. I won't have to worry about it. Yeah.
If you have ever wanted to go as like Wendy Peppercorn for Halloween in Maine, this is your Halloween to do that.
Wendy Peppercorn?
From Sandlot. She's the lifeguard. If you have wanted to go as any character in a bathing suit for Halloween in Maine, this is your year.
Yeah, people generally don't want to go in bathing suits for Halloween in Maine.
If you wanted to go as a hula dancer for Halloween this year, this is it. This is it. This is your Halloween. Yeah. 71 is the high on Halloween. Around trick-or-treat time, it's going to be mid-60s. Come on.
I was going to say, by trick-or-treat time, it's not going to be 71, but yeah.
It'll be warmer than what the stories I've heard of Halloweens in the past.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get ready for that. All right, last night, Smoke and Steel Barbecue.
Yes.
It was the finale of Nashville Nights.
It was.
It was so much fun.
I missed it.
And I know. And you missed our incredible winner just belt out the hits. And she did a phenomenal job.
I'm so mad that I wasn't there when she won. Because, I mean, I've been listening to Barb since she did karaoke with my son. Before the Smoke and Steel Nashville Nights. So I'm so mad I wasn't there.
Well, fortunately, she's here now. And let's bring her on the air. Come on, Barb. What's going on? Thanks for getting up and joining us this morning. Yeah, just talking to that microphone.
Morning.
You can move it. It's okay. There we go.
I got to put it down. Good morning.
Good morning. So congratulations. You did a great job last night.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, because we loved watching you.
It was a good crowd. There were a lot of people, and there was some tough talent on that stage yesterday.
Yeah, we had four finalists. Everybody did a good job.
Yeah, you had an extra finalist that you were
Yeah,
up
we had
against.
Four this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you won.
Beat them all.
Yeah, everybody. So the idea was is that, you know, all the finalists, they bring in their friends, family to vote for them. And it looked like there was one particular band or group that brought in the most people, but yet somehow you pulled out the W, meaning that their friends and family voted for Barb.
Yay.
How mean is that?
Don't you want to be around that Thanksgiving table? Right. I want to know.
Who voted for Barb and not us?
Who did that?
But that's a testament to how great you did. You were phenomenal last night. You were so much fun to watch.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was fun to do it.
So what did you win? I know there was cash. This is nosy.
No, it's okay. I actually did win a cash prize from Smoke and Steel. It was a pretty good one.
$250,000, I heard.
It was $250.
Yeah, a quarter of $1 million.
If that was the case, I might not be here right now.
Oh, that's so mean. You wouldn't even bring us breakfast? You just won a quarter of $1 million, Barb.
I almost brought you guys coffee this morning.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Well, now I want coffee. Barb, you did a great job. So I understand next segment you're going to stick around and we're going to get to hear you sing one of the songs you sang last night, actually.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Jolene?
Very cool.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love that
Jolene.
Song. And I love the rendition done by Barb. Well, Barb, hang tight. 10 minutes. We're going to hear you sing.
Perfect. Thanks.
Yeah. No, thank you. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Friday, and we are joined in studio by a very special and talented guest, the winner of Nashville Nights last night at Smoke and Steel Barbecue, Barb!
Morning.
Seymour. Barb Seymour.
Yeah, I felt like there needed to be more.
Yeah.
Not just Barb. Let me try that again. Q106.5, it's David and Cindy, and we are joined in studio by a very special and talented guest, Barb!
Good morning, guys.
Oh, I can't get the Seymour out. I don't know why. Oh, shoot. Let me try that again. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and we are joined in studio by a very special and talented guest, the winner of Nashville Nights from Smoke and Steel Barbecue, Barb!
Seymour.
Oh, I keep forgetting that part. You understand, there's a lot of information I'm trying to relay.
It's afternoon now.
Hi, Barb Seymour.
Good morning.
Miss Seymour to me. And you did such a phenomenal job last night. We were just completely enamored by your vocals. Beautiful voice.
Thank you very much.
You have spoiled us, and now we want to share your gift with our audience. If you don't mind, are you going to sing some Jolene for us?
I sure am.
Okay, I'm going to play this, and hopefully this works. Do keep in mind at home that this is by no means a professional singing mic, and you're going to need your headphones so you can hear the music. So here we go. This is what we heard last night at Smoke and Stale Barbecue, and this is why majority of the audience that was there, even though everybody else did such a great job, this is why majority voted for Miss Barb Seymour. No. Hey, we get it. It's early in the morning. You sang your heart out last night. We're glad we just got a little sample of it. That was
awesome.
Fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
Barb, you are so talented, and we can't appreciate or thank you enough for coming into studio this morning after being there so late last night at Smoke and Stale Barbecue and joining us. Wow, that was just phenomenal.
Thanks, guys, for doing this for everybody. I appreciate it.
And again, Smoke and Stale Barbecue gave her a $250,000 prize for winning last night, $250,000. And Barb Seymour came in and didn't share a dime with us. So, selfish, yes. Talented, yes. So we have a talented, selfish person in here, Barb Seymour. Thank you very much. One more round of applause for her. Yeah.
Thank you.
Q106.5. Billy Roll, we want to send you to see him in Jacksonville, Florida, November 23rd. We got a hotel for two nights, flights for two, so you can bring a buddy or bring one of us, and two tickets to the show.
Yeah, and if you bring David, he promises back rubs.
Yes.
That is correct. Yeah. I do offer massage services. They're not good. They're not good. I do not do good massages.
Okay.
At least you're upfront about it.
Right. Yeah. And no feet. You try to get me to touch your feet?
He doesn't even want to see your feet.
Oh, it will not end well for you.
Yeah.
I promise.
They're the ones with the tickets. I think it will not end well for you.
I don't need to see Jelly Roll that bad.
Mm, okay.
Plus, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Like, come on, November 23rd?
You can hang out. It's basically your birthday.
Hang out, yeah. Oh, it is. It will be a day before my birthday.
Yeah.
I'll go to the beach alone. Mm. Feet free. Not touching any feet.
How do you go to the beach feet free?
You're not going to see any feet.
Well, I have my feet.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of feet.
But I'm not going to have to touch any feet,
including
is what I'm
your
saying.
Feet.
Okay, listen. When I go bare feet, I don't even look at my feet. Which makes clipping my toenails very difficult.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're never even because I don't look at my own feet. I hate feet that much. Why are we talking about feet right now?
You are the one who brought up feet.
I didn't mean to.
You really like feet.
I don't think I really did bring up feet. I just added the little asterisk in the massage thing that I offered if you did in fact invite me to the Jelly Roll experience, saying that yes, you will get a massage, but not feet.
See, you brought it up.
To be honest, I wasn't even thinking feet. So it seems like feet were on your mind.
Now all we're saying is feet. We keep saying feet. Even the word feet is grossing me out. Can feet. We stop? No.
Feet.
Ah! We're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, what is it about feet that you don't like?
Okay.
Is it the toenails? Is it the stuff in between the toes? Like,
we're going to flip this right now. Lou is standing outside the door. Are we in trouble?
No, I believe we have a visitor.
Oh.
Yes. It's our friend Anne.
She better be wearing closed-toed shoes. No feet exposed.
Should we grab her?
Well, I don't know. Were we expecting her?
I believe she has a surprise for someone.
Oh, yeah.
Studio.
Let's bring her in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on in, Anne. Why not? Yeah. Welcome, Anne Sweeney.
Anne.
Here we go. Yay.
Sweeney of Hope for Homeless. Uh-oh. Look at this.
All right. Anne Sweeney is from Hope for Homeless.
Whoa.
And we got a big bucket of candy.
Yeah. And I'm upset with Jordan.
Oh. You're upset with Jordan?
And,
Tell us why you're upset with Jordan.
Why are you upset with Jordan? It's because he mentioned feet so many times.
Well, no, he doesn't know. He hasn't seen a Ghostbuster film.
Yes. What is up with that?
Or Back to the Future.
Yeah, and he doesn't know Christmas songs.
No, he does not.
Movies or TV shows.
I apologize.
For Cindy, I think that Ghostbusters was for Cindy, so... This is a proton blaster.
Oh, shut your mouth. You brought a proton.
Those are the masks to protect them.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. What are you bringing? Oh, that is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. These are awesome.
Are we going to shoot Jordan with a proton blaster?
It's liquid, just like the... proton blasters were in the movies.
It's liquid?
But they don't stain.
It's
they
like
just
water
come out clear.
Yeah.
Well, it's blue, pink. It's all sorts of colors. Like a proton. Wow.
All right. Let's load that up. Jordan, we're going to need you to go stand against the wall and stay there.
A couple days. You don't need it. Probably assembled and charged. And then
you
we're
don't need
talking
a mask,
about what's
do you?
Best for Maine.
Yeah, what's best for Maine? Yeah.
Honey.
And
my granddaughter, 15-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a beekeeper.
Oh, look at that.
Awesome.
Lot 4, bottled September 28th, 2024.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this
true
is
North
so good.
Honey.
True North Honey from
Hamden. She's 13. Got licensed last year when she started to produce honey. And this is her second year of producing, but 3 years in the beekeeping.
This is so
awesome.
Sweet. And I mean that literally. I mean, it is so sweet. This honey is very sweet. Oh, my gosh. And you are the kindest. Thank you. So proton blaster, a big bucket of candy, and honey from your
yeah,
you said it was your
mom. I can never remember the name correctly.
True North Honey.
True North Honey, yep.
Wow.
Maine Road, Hamden.
She's remarkable.
Wow. How old is she?
She's just 15.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's got. She's going into duck eggs and chicken eggs. She's going to be doing that out of her front lawn.
What an incredible young
awesome.
Woman.
Yeah.
She needs family, and that's what she's looking for.
Well, I am going to go home today, sit down on my couch, watch Ghostbusters, and get a spoon and eat this whole jar of honey.
So, Cindy, you're in charge of this.
I'm in charge of it.
Blaster. Yeah.
I gotta be the mom. Is that what you're saying?
You know what I would do.
Well, Anne, Hope for Homeless, we love what you do, and you're just too kind to us, yeah. And it's so great seeing you today.
I will let you guys go.
This is awesome.
And I'd stop.
I gotta watch the movie now.
Yeah, now you gotta watch Ghostbusters.
Don't cross the streams.
The new one just came out a little while ago.
He doesn't even get that reference, which is so wild.
I know.
Well, we're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Coming up, we're gonna talk about the worst way you were dumped. The worst way you were broken up with. That's on the way. David and Cindy, thanks for listening. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, all right, show note.
Yes.
We are going to push the topic of the worst way you were ever dumped to Monday.
Okay.
Here's why. It's just too big of a topic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have stories to share. I know I have one. Cindy, you might. I don't know. You've never been dumped. Who am I kidding?
This scares me very much.
That why he's moving it to Monday or just the topic in general?
Well,
just the idea that I might be the topic of some of the phone calls.
Yeah, because Cindy's never been dumped. She does the dumping.
That's not true, but usually, yeah, it was me.
And then Jordan, of course, we've heard your story before, but we'd love to revisit it here on David and Cindy because it's a rather humorous one, and you became the winner at the end of that bad
breakup. I agree. I became the winner at the end of it.
So yes. we're pushing that to Monday. Monday will be the worst way you were ever broken up with or vice versa. In the meantime, we are 6 days away from Halloween.
Yeah! It's worse that I'm clapping for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, she's in need.
I was just so excited.
She's
that it's
really scared. That's awesome.
She desperately needs help, assistance, and you're applauding.
Out of context, I understand why that would sound wrong. But it's just that there's two screams, and I prefer that scream.
We understand.
Okay.
Well, we understand. The audience at home, probably not. They probably think you're pretty sick.
In a good way? Like, Jordan Verge, he's sick.
No, you are a sociopath. Hey, now that I mentioned that we're 6 days away from Halloween, I have a question for both of you. May I ask it?
Okay, I guess.
What does a turkey dress up as on Halloween?
A goblin. A gobble goblin.
Give me something to throw.
I'm so angry.
I have such little things in life, such few things in life that bring me joy. And one of those are the punchlines. And that's twice this morning. Twice you stole my punchline.
You know what? We celebrate our wins on Friday. This is my win, David, okay?
There you go.
Making me feel like garbage, making me feel worthless. I don't have much to offer. But all I have are these bad jokes.
You are offering me the opportunity to feel good about myself.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
He doesn't even have his prized orange anymore because
he threw
it at you.
Yeah.
I missed him. I didn't even get that win. Lori from Guilford wrote in on the Q106.5 app. Am I pronouncing Guilford correctly?
You said Guilford. I mean, Guilford. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's excusable.
Here's, I love Maine. I love everything about it.
Yep.
I just have one single complaint. That's it. It's not the weather. It's not that it's going to be in the mid-40s this weekend. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Okay.
As a high?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Yeah, that's what Todd
mid-40s
says.
Mid-40s high?
Yeah.
That's what Todd says.
Yeah.
No!
But 71 on Halloween.
Right. I don't... Okay.
My one complaint. Ford, can we pick one way how to pronounce it, please? That's my one complaint about Maine. Sometimes it's Ford, sometimes it's Ford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick one way, stick with it.
Plus, we were talking yesterday about a roostick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's hard.
The first O-O is roo, and the second O-O is stick.
Yep, roostick.
It makes no sense. I don't get it.
You can just say the county. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
That's what I'm doing. And that's okay, but I'm not even complaining about that. My one complaint is the Ford. Ford or Ford? Pick one, stick with it. So it's Guilford?
Yeah, I mean, if you say it like that, yeah.
It's Guilford.
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 Yeah. But not Guilford.
Right.
That's wrong.
Oh, right. That makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
Lori from Guilford. But I'm driving a blank truck.
A Ford. my
Ford
Focus.
Lori from Guilford. Her win for Friday that we're celebrating from this past week. Lori, this is so amazing for you. My big win, says Lori, for the week is that after 43 years, she quit smoking.
Awesome.
There you go. Incredible. Oh, my gosh. You're going to feel so much better. I quit smoking about 2-3 years ago, and woo, big difference.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. Good for you, Lori. We've had a bunch of other people share big wins. We're still taking your calls. If you'd like to share, we want to celebrate with you. 207-991-9500. Miss Cindy, your big win from the week?
I got to honor a local woman who works as a crossing guard at Brewer Community School.
All right.
And is very beloved by the kids and the parents.
That is so cool. Yep, absolutely. And then Jordan, yours?
Well, I have a couple. I honored a crossing guard here in Brewer. No, Cindy, that was incredible. I really loved
it. It was my article on the Q106.5 app.
I really loved that.
I was about to steal it.
But what I did do was I hiked Cadillac this past weekend.
That was mine.
You did it in the dark.
Oh, you did it too, though.
I did do that.
You did do it.
Yeah.
He gets that win. He did it too.
Okay, you do get that win. Dark. And I get the win too. I did hike Cadillac as well.
So I also did Chick Hill too. So if we want to add that to my wins.
I hiked Chick Hill as well.
All right, so our wins cancel out.
Are we competing here?
We don't have any wins.
Well, actually, I feel like Jordan is the winner and I'm the loser because I was like, Jordan, we're both going to hike Cadillac Mountain. Do you want to do the sunrise hike with me? And he looked me dead in the eye because, you know, Jordan likes to make heavy eye contact. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed that. Heavy eye contact, to where it gets awkward. Like he just stares at you in the eyes.
Like he does all the time. David loves to do that.
I hate it. and he said no when I asked him.
I just thought that
if he would like to do the hike with me.
It would be disingenuous to lie to my friend. So I wanted to be honest with him. No, I don't want to do that.
It hurts.
Thank you for the offer, but no.
It hurts so much.
Nope. Don't want to do that. And it's not the hike. I would do the hike and in the time. I just don't want to do it with you.
Just to make you feel a little better. It's not the hike.
Yeah.
I'm extremely lonely here in Maine, which is why I encourage you. No, I implore. I beg. I plead.
Ooh, what else?
I can't think of any others. Come see me at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool tomorrow.
Yes.
From 11 until 1. It's a Saturday. It's going to be cold. And I'm going to be half naked in a hot tub outside. Oh, yeah. I'll be there. And I want to meet you. Will it be awkward? Of course it's going to be. I'm shirtless at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. I'm wearing some tight pink board shorts to promote their lucky duck sale. Yeah, I'm that guy. It's going to be so awkward. But we're going to have that exchange of eye contact, hugs maybe, if you want, handshakes at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get up to $5,000 off a brand new hot tub. What? Yeah, it's possible because Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, they're moving and they need to get rid of their inventory. They don't want to move all that. They want to hook you up too. They're not salespeople there at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. No. They're Mainers. They're your neighbor and they want to make sure that you're enjoying your patio and your backyard well into the winter. And you can do that with a hot tub. So come see us tomorrow, 11 to 1. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Check out all their inventory right now, sanddollarspa.com. But do come tomorrow, 11 to 1. I would love to meet you at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, 96 Parkway South in Brewer, Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. I have happy Friday. Thanks for laughing with us as we head into the weekend. A very cold weekend. Mid-40s is the high for Saturday and Sunday.
Yee-haw.
We are joined, not cold at all, but very hot, the very talented Jordan Verge every 9 o'clock hour.
Thank you so much. I am constantly sweating. At baseline, I am a little moist.
Gosh, man, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
So much more information than we needed.
Oh, boy.
If you touched me, it's just like, oh, what, did he just go through a car wash?
Really way more information than we need.
We are six sleeps away from Halloween. We could shorten this up.
It is a little lengthy. Although it's worth it with a little
it really is.
Yeah.
Now that I brought that up, that we're 6 days away from Halloween. By the way, on Halloween it's gonna be 71 degrees. That's the high. Wow. 71 degrees.
Wow.
I have a question for both of you, if you don't mind me asking.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He always scares me so much when he says
that. What? I'm just gonna ask you just a simple question.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Wondering if you know the answer.
Okay.
What? Oh, do I want to? Oh, I don't want you to guess a. Okay, here we go. I don't want you to guess a punchline again.
Okay.
What makes trick or treating with twin witches so challenging?
Twin witches.
What makes trick or treating with twin witches so challenging? You have two witches. They look identical. They both.
You don't know which one is which.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Let's go! Yes!
I hate you so much.
Oh, Jordan, you are my hero.
Why? Because he's ruining my fun?
Yes.
Because he's ruining my fun?
3 for 3. Let's go. Friday's amazing. I love Friday.
You know what?
He is the king of the dad jokes. I love it.
We are six sleeps away from Halloween.
Oh, here we go.
Just,
I'm not ready for it.
All right.
Okay, if you're going to do it twice in one break, really got to shorten this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Actually, hold on. Do you guys, I have a question for you guys. Now that I mentioned that we're six sleeps away from Halloween, do you mind if I ask?
Go right ahead.
What do witches put on to go trick-or-treating? What do witches put on? Oh, you don't know this one? What do witches put on to go trick-or-treating? Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. This is mine.
A three-piece suit.
Nope.
What do witches?
Three-piece suit.
Well, that would be a costume for a witch, right?
I mean, they probably do put that on.
Dress up like witches.
Yeah. What do witches put on to go trick-or-treating? You don't know it. Mass scare.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
It's only dumb because you didn't get it.
Yeah, no, that was pretty dumb.
Oh, my God. Okay, so basically I'm just not getting any good ones today, and all my good ones are being stolen by both of you? Both of you have taken all of my punchlines today.
We didn't take the last one.
The mask arrow. Why would I? I don't care. I don't care. That's a bad joke.
Speaking of witches. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to mention this. The Maine Witch Walk is going on Saturday in Bangor.
Did see that, yes.
It is so cool because, they've added a vendor market, and it's like tarot readers, and really cool vendors.
Wow.
They walk through Bangor, they go to the Bangor waterfront, and they do this really cool dance. You can find an article on the Q106.5 app with a video of the dance. But they do this dance together with drums, and it's so cool.
Oh, I bet that's awesome to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Why are they walking, though? Did they leave their brooms at home?
No, they have their brooms with them.
Oh.
Yes. They just feel like getting their steps in instead of flying around?
Apparently, yeah. Okay. They're health conscious witches.
Oh.
Hey, we celebrate our wins on Friday, small and big. Got two more to read right now. Audrey wrote in, vacation next week is going to be her big win.
Nice.
All right,
that's
Audrey.
A nice one.
Heck yeah.
And I am very jealous.
Paula said, leaves are taken care of, flowers cut back, things put away before the nasty white stuff comes. Lunch with my daughter and granddaughter making plans for Thanksgiving. And she says her thoughts are with all of those not so lucky as she is to have a great family. Oh, Paula, that's nice.
That's awesome.
A lot of great stuff right there.
Also, Paula, we asked for one win. You just labeled like six.
That's okay.
Well, we celebrate them, right?
Kind of being braggadocious. We're going to celebrate, but for some of us who only have one win, which is hiking up a mountain, you get a little envious.
Sure.
Green-eyed monster starts coming out.
You have two. You hiked up the mountain, and you got great pictures. And you shared them with everybody. That's three.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
It seems like they're all umbrellaed.
I'm working.
Really stretching here.
I'm trying to help.
Coming up, we're going to wrap up with words of wisdom. It's David and Cindy, Q106.5. George Burge, Cowboy Songs, Q106.5, where David and Cindy join every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, listen, I don't want to overdo it, but I am. Okay, we're six sleeps away from Halloween.
Oh, short one.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because I want to get to this quickly. We're short on time.
Okay, because my ears were kind of ringing after that last one.
I have a question for both of you, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay.
What did the werewolf say when he broke his toe? What did the werewolf say when he broke his toe?
Oh.
Close.
Oh, okay. That's close.
Mm-hmm. Very, very close.
I don't know. He was in a hairy situation, though.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cindy got it. Okay, I give up. You know what? I'm not doing these anymore. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not doing these anymore. No. We're done. No more jokes. No more laughing. No more fun. Straight business.
Are you taking your toys and going home?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Is that the point of telling a joke? Is that the other person can get the right answer?
No. No, it's to make you laugh, and you're not laughing.
I'm laughing.
Nobody is laughing. You're only laughing because I'm miserable that you're stealing all my fun.
You're right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I live with a dog who does that. Why would you surprise you that I would know that one?
Okay, hold on.
I have a dog who does that every time a siren goes by.
I'm trying to regain my vibe.
And long after the siren is gone, he's still hanging out the window of the car doing that.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be strict business now. Again, no laughing. For the duration of, as long as I'm here at Q106.5, we are never laughing again.
Danielle will be disappointed because she likes to make you laugh.
That's okay. I'm not laughing.
One of the owners at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool.
And come Monday, I wouldn't even listen because we're not going to tell a single joke. We're not going to laugh.
No, we're going to talk about what's the worst way you ever got dumped.
Yeah, and it's going to be purely business.
And Jordan Verge won't be laughing.
Nope. No, Jordan Verge is going to be crying because he got dumped horrendously. And I'm certainly not going to laugh because, again, purely business. Again, don't listen Monday morning to David and Cindy. It's not going to be funny anymore.
Okay.
But you can listen to Middays because it's going to be a riot.
And you have a code for a Jelly Roll coming up.
I do. A code that could send you to Jacksonville to see Jelly Roll in concert. It's coming up in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
20 so?
My words of wisdom today are for David.
Mm.
For every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of your happiness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is really pretty, actually.
That's beautiful.
I did like that a lot.
And you only get so many seconds on this earth, okay? Why are you going to waste all that precious time?
You get 4,357,282 seconds on this earth average.
So why waste any of that being angry?
I made that up.
I know you did.
I believed him.
Jordan, words of wisdom?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Take that into the weekend, folks.
Don't tell David any personal story he might relay on stage.
That's true.
I did do that last night. Yeah. Not anymore, though, because that was funny. I'm not saying anything funny going forward.
David's words of wisdom?
Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, I would love to meet you. Purely business. No laughing. Purely business. Tomorrow, 11 to 1. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Exactly. That's how the show's going to be going forward. Completely boring. 96 wow. Parkway South. I will be there. Will I be laughing? Absolutely not. Will I tell you a joke to make you laugh? Nope. It's going to be purely business. We can shake hands. Will I be half naked?
David,
yes.
David.
But that's not funny.
You know what?
Hmm.
Chicken butt.
You have got to be kidding me. This is the worst show ever. Oh, I hope you have a horrible weekend.